Good morning, beloved. It is Sunday, April the 12th, 2020. I trust you are all keeping well and thriving in your home isolation. I miss you and am praying for the end of this current crisis. Although Premier Doug Ford announced last week that the emergency measures will continue until April the 23rd, almost another 2 weeks more. While it certainly is an inconvenience, I hope you see God's hand in providing for each of us at Berean Baptist Church that which is needful at this time. God is still on the throne and will bring us through this particular trouble, I trust, stronger in our faith than ever. Keep your eyes and ears tuned to the sky. Jesus is coming again. Today is Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. And what a wonderful day it was when our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ arose from the dead exactly as he said he would do on the third day after his crucifixion. What a wonderful day it still is as we worship and remember that day so long ago. It is still true today. Christ lives today. And I trust you have Christ in your heart by faith. For this day, Resurrection Day, is the assurance of our salvation forever. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day, this amazing Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday. Thank you so much for all that you have done on our behalf in sending your Son, your only begotten Son, through the incarnation and virgin birth to be our Savior, to go to the cross and die on the cross for our sins and be buried and rise again the third day. We thank you for all that you have accomplished in this world and for our eternal blessing and benefit. And we thank you for the day that we put our faith and trust in the risen Christ to be our Savior. And we ask, Lord, that time and that moment will remain fresh in our hearts and our memory forever. And we want to give you thanks for all that you have done for us. Thank you for this day, this Lord's Day, that we can at least in spirit be together. And through this recording, be a part of the service as well. And we just pray that you will bless in and through this day, that it will be a great day for everyone, and that you'll continue to guide and direct us into the days that are ahead. We pray that you'll bless in the next few moments and the songs and the scripture reading and the message, and that you will use these things to encourage our hearts in these days. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our scripture reading for this morning is in Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 8. I invite you to open up your Bibles and follow along as I read. Matthew 28, verses 1 through 8. Matthew, writing by the inspiration of the Spirit of God, pens these words: "In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word." We'll ask the Lord to bless the reading of his word to our hearts and minds this morning. Well, as we mentioned earlier, this is Easter Sunday, or as we like to refer to it, Resurrection Sunday. Today is by far the single most important day in all of Earth's history. The bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ is the single most important doctrine of the Christian faith. The doctrine of creation by the Word of God is certainly important. The doctrine of the deity of Christ is certainly important. The doctrine of the incarnation and virgin birth of Christ is certainly important. And the doctrine of the sinlessness of Christ is certainly important. But if Jesus had never risen from the dead on the third day, as he foretold he would, then all those other important doctrines would be just so many words. They really would be meaningless. They would simply be of no value. We know that without creation, there would be no human race, and therefore no Jesus. Without the deity and incarnation, virgin birth, and sinlessness of Christ, there would be no Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world. Without the blood-shed death of Christ on the cross, there would be no payment for sin, no satisfaction to the wrath of God. But if there was no bodily resurrection, then all these other truths are empty doctrines with no meaning or value for anyone. The reality of the Christian faith hinges, I believe, on the doctrine of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead on the third day, in the same body that had been crucified on the cross. Without it, the Christian faith is nothing more than nice platitudes and folksy, romantic, wishful thinking. But because Jesus rose from the dead, everything is of extreme value and importance. So, let's talk about the resurrection of Christ for a bit this morning. First of all, what do we mean by resurrection? Well, resurrection is not resuscitation. Resuscitation, biblically speaking, is bringing someone back from the dead, but that one will only have to go through the whole experience of death again. For example, Lazarus in John chapter 11. Lazarus wasn't resurrected, only resuscitated. He was brought back in the same body of flesh and blood, but Lazarus had to die again. It's no wonder Jesus wept when he brought Lazarus back to the earth. How long was Lazarus in the tomb? Scripture tells us 4 days. And where had Lazarus been for those 4 days? We believe in Abraham's bosom or paradise. And Jesus brought him back from there to re-inhabit his earthly body with the necessity of having to die all over again at some later time. But raising Lazarus from the dead after 4 days was certainly testimony and proof and confirmation of the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to John chapter 11, verse 25 and 26. Jesus says to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" Resurrection is also not reincarnation. Reincarnation teaches that at physical death, your soul comes back as something else, depending on your karma. Maybe you'll come back as a more enlightened human being, or maybe you'll come back as a bug. But certainly you won't come back in the same body you had before. The Bible does not teach reincarnation. Resurrection is also not just a, quote, spiritual experience. Most liberal denominations believe that Jesus rose in a, quote, spiritual body, and that he rises again in each person who has a spiritual experience of the Christ. This, of course, is just plain foolishness. The tomb was empty. The body was gone. There was no spiritual rising from the dead. What is resurrection all about then? How would you define it? Well, let me suggest this as a definition. Resurrection means a dead body coming back to life with a profound and eternal change in its state. Let me say that again. Resurrection means a dead body coming back to life with a profound and eternal change in its state. So, think about the resurrected body of Christ for just a moment. And if you want to turn in your Bibles to Luke 24, this is a few verses that we want to take a look at. Luke 24, beginning in verse 33. This has to do with Jesus meeting the two on the road to Emmaus. In verse 33, we read, "And they rose up the same hour, and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together with them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said to them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and of a honeycomb, and he took it and did eat before them. What do we learn about the resurrected body of Christ from this passage in particular? Well, there's a few things. Number one, Jesus just appeared in the midst of his disciples. The rooms had its doors and windows closed and barred, according to John 20, verse 19. But walls and closed doors were no obstacles for Christ when he wanted to appear in a room. He could just appear before his disciples in that locked up room. Secondly, his body was flesh and bones, according to verse 39. It bore the marks of the nails and the spear. It was the same body in which he died. Only now there is no blood. And why no blood? Because the shedding of his blood was for the remission of sins. And so he could say that he has a body of flesh and bones, but does not say anything about the blood because it had been shed. Thirdly, he ate some food in verse 41 to 43. It would appear that Jesus did not need to eat, but rather ate the fish to show his disciples that he was indeed resurrected in a real body of flesh and bone, and that he was not a spirit. And fourthly, from the interaction of Jesus with the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, and you need to read the first part of Luke 24, and then his interaction with Mary Magdalene in John chapter 20, Jesus could keep people from recognizing him until he wanted them to understand that it was him. The resurrected body of Christ had been dead 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, according to Matthew 12, verse 40, and now is now alive again. The same body had the marks of crucifixion, but in a different state. There's no blood, and he could just appear into rooms with doors and windows closed. The body of Christ is now a glorified body, fit for life in eternity. And of course, at the ascension of Christ, we find that he went back into heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father in that same body that he rose in. So what hinges on the resurrection of Christ? What things are true because of the resurrection of Christ? Let me give you a few. Number one, the veracity and credibility of Jesus Christ hinges on the resurrection of Christ. On several occasions, the Lord Jesus told his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem, suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and scribes, be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And you can read those instances in Mark 8, verse 31, Mark 9, verse 31, and then Matthew 16, 21, and 17, 23. Jesus prophesied his own resurrection before he was even killed. He also specified the timing, 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. If Jesus did not rise from the dead exactly as he said, then we would have no reason to believe anything else he ever said either. But because of the resurrection, everything Jesus said and did is comprehensively confirmed to be true. And that is everything that he said and did. Number two, our justification is assured because of the resurrection of Christ. Our justification is assured because of the resurrection of Christ. Romans 4:25 says, Who, the Lord Jesus, was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. You see, if Jesus died only for our sins but did not rise from the dead, we would not be justified. We would still be lost in our sin. Jesus was raised again for our justification. The doctrine of justification teaches us that we are declared righteous before Almighty God by the work of Christ on the cross and our faith, belief, and trust in Him. To be justified means no condemnation. It means sins are forgiven and taken away. It means we are saved by grace through faith in Christ alone. And praise God for the literal bodily resurrection of Christ from the dead. It assures our justification. Third, we have great hope for the future because of the resurrection of Christ. We have great hope for the future because of the resurrection of Christ. John 14, verse 19 says, Jesus says, "Because I live, ye shall live also." And the life he was referring to was his resurrected life. The bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ brings hope to the believer in Christ for the future, our own resurrection at the coming of Christ for his church, according to 1 Thessalonians 4:16. We have eternal life with the Lord Jesus. And when you think about it, that's just plain awesome. Christ's resurrection, we're told in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20 and 23, was the first fruits, which means that there is more to follow. In fact, Christ's resurrection is also called the first resurrection in Revelation 20, verse 6. Which says, "Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. We have great hope for the future because of the resurrection of Christ. We have eternal life, and we will live with our Savior and our God for eternity. Number four, we have the power to live a new life because of the resurrection of Christ. We have the power to live a new life because of the resurrection of Christ. Romans 6, verse 4 says, "Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." To walk in newness of life is nothing less than living a Christ-like life. The power that we have to walk in newness of life is none other than the person of the Holy Spirit who indwells every believer in Christ. And as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too should walk in ways that will bring glory to God as well. Easter is a good time to reflect upon your walk with Christ. It's a good time to make some changes, if need be, in your life and living. Would you commit yourself afresh to walking in newness of life to the glory of God today? It would put a spring back in your step if you find yourself just shuffling along in your daily walk. There is a power to live a new life because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And then lastly, number five, everything in our lives, in ministry and in preaching, everything becomes extremely valuable, according to 1 Corinthians 15. And if you want to take your Bibles and turn to 1 Corinthians 15 for a moment, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and find verse 13, if you would. And we'll read from here. "But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now, verse 20, but now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the firstfruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward they that are Christ's at his coming. And then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Christ is risen from the dead, and therefore our preaching has great value. Our faith is effective to the salvation of our souls. Our sins are gone. Our brothers and sisters in Christ who have died are not perished, but in heaven waiting for the redemption of their bodies at the day of resurrection, at the return of Christ for the church, which we understand is the rapture. The literal bodily resurrection of Christ is a powerful and fundamental doctrine in the Christian faith. A person cannot be saved without believing in this truth. May the Lord help us to live it out in newness of living and give us boldness to proclaim this truth, not just at Easter time, but every day of the year, for as long as we have breath and a beat in our heart. Keep the angel's message in your mind this day. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said.
God sent his Son, they called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face uncertain days, because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. And then one day I'll cross the river, I'll fight life's final war with pain, and then as death see the lights of glory, and I'll know He lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know and life is worth a living just because He lives.
That is a great truth. Because He lives, we can face tomorrow. And I trust that you can with strong faith and trust in Him. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for our time together in your word this morning. And I trust and pray that you will bless these words to our hearts and the song as well, that we might be mindful of this wonderful day that you have given to us, this day of resurrection. In fact, this whole weekend with Christ's sacrifice on the cross, being 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth and rising again here on the first day of the week. We give you thanks and praise for all of that. Help us to take it all to heart and to live it out in our daily lives so that others too might know that you have died and risen again for them, and that they, through faith and trust in thyself, might have eternal life and forgiveness of sins. Bless, we pray, this day, and we ask that you'll lead and guide and direct us into it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, beloved, I hope you have a great Lord's Day. Keep in touch. God bless you all. Bye for now.